Scoop.
You are waking up April 24. These are the top five stories in Brisbane today. Let's take a look at the scoop.
Brisbane's Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has confirmed that the bus crash that claimed the life of an 18-year-old woman was not due to mechanical fault. So they are going to be closing down the area on Sunday morning. So I guess if you're going to be there, maybe avoid it. Mm-hmm. If you do have any CCTV footage, I know that they still would appreciate it. But what they're going to do on Sunday is shut it down and recreate safely what had actually happened so they can determine what was at fault. So that's why they're shutting down that area to find exactly what happened.
The government is under fire for having Queensland taxpayers, that's us guys, fund two private jets to fly the Premier, Police Minister and the new Police Commissioner on identical routes across the state within minutes of each other.
Were they racing?
Yes. Just after the government's landmark emissions bill was passed, Stephen Miles took one jet from Brisbane to Townsville and on to Cairns on Monday before returning to Townsville, then Hervey Bay and Brisbane yesterday. A second planning took Police Minister Mark Ryan and newly appointed Police Commissioner Steve Goleski on an identical route minutes apart. They think they're Taylor Swift.
Share your calendar, boys. Well, it's not that hard.
They didn't answer how much the taxpayers actually paid for the trip, but they're saying it could be up to $6,500 per hour for the private jet that they used.
So they haven't told us why they took two?
No.
Is that what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to find out why.
They got there and they're like,
oh,
we should have carpooled. Plane pooled. Why didn't we think of that?
Oh, well.
Sorry, mate. That's... And you know, one of them's going, I knew he was flying, but I just wanted a bit of peace and quiet.
Should we hop in together on the way back?
No. It's already too late now. But next time, definitely. Your people call my people. We'll just work it out.
Hey, a cockroach infested North Brisbane rental property has gone viral. Of course, it's the dirty old north side. After a departing tenant wrote a scathing review on the walls of the home, in a warning to potential new tenants. So he must have written this up when there was about to be another open home for people to come in and have
a
look.
What do you write?
It's quite a long list here. Mould in bathroom, window hinges broken, noisy downstairs, no soundproofing, mould and print peeling? Is that print peeling in bathroom? 2 months after we moved in, cockroach infested house, owner comes into property when he shouldn't. Owner of this house is cheap. Rent was $390 before we moved in. It's now $480. He won't fix anything. Kitchen bench seal leaks. Worst rental.
That's actually just an ad for rentals these days.
So you know what someone said? They'll go, oh, I'll offer you $600.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how desperate I am. So, that's not too good.
Former Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has hired celebrity agent Max Markson for post-political career. I remember an event recently I caught up with her. Let me rephrase that. I was hosting an event. She was sitting on the table in front. And I was like, how is everything going? Going into the private, you know, arena? And she's like, yep. So that was obviously a thrilling conversation between her and I. But a lot of people have done it. I guess, you know, when you've done such high-profile position, you're going to be wanted for a lot of different corporate events. So that's what the world that she's moving into.
I didn't realise that Max Markson was still around, to be fair.
He does bring a lot of people to Australia to do big talks.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I don't know if in return people overseas will want the Australia.
Oh, it's an exchange program.
You think Palaszczuk will do something in Washington?
Maybe.
Five.
Australia's biggest grocery chains have been exposed for confusing labels as many shoppers reveal they can't tell if prices are a genuine discount or not. Consumer group Choice Brew highlights frustration among shoppers who feel misled by Woolworths, Coles and Aldi due to unclear discount labelling practices. The research found that 1 in 4 struggle to determine if in-store labels indicated genuine discounts or not, similar to rug stores.
They're always closing down
they
rug
are
stores,
on the brink, aren't they?
They're
always on the brink, but they just manage to claw it back every week. God bless them.
Good on them. There we go. That's the latest.